My name is Kit, and I am your host. This is episode 22, and thank you for listening. Oh my goodness, listeners, I almost started by saying welcome back, since I know that this podcast has many returning listeners, and it's common for a lot of podcast hosts to begin episodes by saying welcome back. However, I am not going to do that, because every episode of this show has a lot of new listeners. And if you are one of those new listeners, I don't want to leave you out or let you mistakenly think that I don't care about you. No, the exact opposite is true. I love and appreciate all of you, whether you are one of my original listeners, or if you just started listening today. So, welcome, everyone. All of my cool cats and pretty kitties. And, by the way, I have been using that phrase, or something like it, on every episode since day one of this podcast. So, I hope no one thinks that I stole it off of Carol Baskin from the Tiger King show on Netflix, because I definitely didn't. Honestly, when I first watched that show and I heard her use that phrase, I was a little freaked out. But, you know, there are lots of cool cats and kittens out there. And, oh gosh, listeners, here is the story behind the story. I just created it as a sort of spin-off from my first name, Kit. Get it? Kit. Kitten. Kitties. Meow. Hey, I think it's pretty obvious, but you never know. So, I thought it would be a good idea just to clarify for everyone. However, that phrase, cool cats and kittens, actually goes back a lot farther in time than either me or Carol Baskin. It began as an affectionate or appreciative phrase that was originally used by hosts of rock and roll radio shows back in the 1950s to describe their fans. And just like them, I say it as an affectionate or appreciative term for you, my thousands of wonderful listeners and fans, every single one of you. And with that in mind, I am just going to say thank you for listening and move on. Since this is mainly a true crime and mystery podcast, I know it's kind of expected that I'm going to talk about murder, dead bodies, and stuff like that. So, my brain is often filled with morbid thoughts. Honestly, I don't even know why a person would feel safe sleeping with me. But I'm harmless. Totally harmless. You believe me, don't you? Well, it doesn't matter. So, just forget about that. Because on this episode, I'm going to tell you a very unusual story. An unsolved mystery. And the reason that it is unusual is because it is both famous and obscure at the same time. And as always, it is a true story. But first, I have an announcement that I need to make before I begin this story. I am going to start by telling you a couple of things about myself. One, I am often late for doing things, including for releasing episodes of this podcast. And two, I can be really terrible at making decisions. Now, if you are a regular listener, you might remember that on the episode before this one, I said that I was intending to revitalize the podcast, almost like a fresh start. I had some big plans, which I summarized on that episode. Well, I tried, and it fell apart. Unfortunately, nothing worked out in the way that I had hoped it would. Honestly, there are just too many things that simply eat up my time. So, instead, I am announcing the end of this podcast. Sort of. You see, the thing is, almost as soon as I made that decision, I started to feel sad and regret it. Honestly, I put a lot of time and effort into this podcast, and it has been super fun to see it grow and get feedback from my listeners. Also, it's been a great way for me to get creative and to put together a piece of audio art. So, ending it made me feel really sad. And so, with that in mind, here's the deal. I think I'm going to leave it open. If I have time to make an episode with a story that I think would be a great fit for this podcast, then I will. just be a wait and see. I guess you could say it will be a surprise kind of thing. Listeners, what do you think? Personally, I feel way better. Also, I promise to keep all of the previous episodes online because I know that a lot of you find it soothing to listen to them over and over. So, I think it would be cruel for me to take them down. And for that reason, I will keep them up for you to listen whenever you want to. And with all of that having been said, as I promised, there will be a featured story on this episode, and I think it's a good one. So, here it is. But, as usual, I will begin by telling you about a few things in the story that might be upsetting for some listeners. I simply want you to know in advance so that you can decide for yourself if you want to continue to listen. First, I will be telling the story of a very strange mystery. And in an indirect way, the story pertains to the announcement that I just made in regard to the status of this podcast. Well, you'll understand what I mean once I begin to tell the story. However, in regard to the actual story itself, I will now warn you. There will be mention of possible kidnapping and murder. I will underline the word possible. But even so, if you feel that this story might trigger a bad emotional reaction, then this episode might not be something that you should listen to. In addition, as far as whether young children should be allowed to listen, parental discretion is advised. And now, with all of that having been said, if you have decided that you don't want to listen, well, I'm sorry about that. Goodbye. But if you do, hello, and thanks for joining me. So, just settle in, curl up, and enjoy. Our story begins. No. Wait. I'm going to begin in kind of a roundabout way. First, as you know, there are a lot of people who like to hear stories of true crime or unsolved mysteries told in whisper. For example, this podcast has thousands of listeners, and those numbers increase every week, despite the fact that I have not been able to keep to any sort of a strict schedule, and I have done very little publicity to promote this show. This podcast is definitely not the only place on social media where you can hear whispered stories of true crime or mystery. For example, there are at least a dozen channels on YouTube which feature these types of stories. There might actually be many more out there in the world of YouTube. Honestly, I have no idea. However, as far as I know, this is the only podcast that tells whispered true crime and mystery stories. Now, over the past year or two, I've gotten emails from several listeners asking me to also upload my episodes to YouTube, together with pictures of the people or locations involved in the stories. I thought that this was a very interesting idea. But unfortunately, I never could find enough time to actually try to do it. However, in the coming year, if I can find the time, I will post my episodes to YouTube along with any interesting images that I can find. But that is not a promise. It is just a possibility. Now, before you think that I have gotten totally off track from telling you the featured story, I guarantee, absolutely, I have not. And the reason is because my featured story involves YouTube. Or, more specifically, a creepy, unsolved mystery involving YouTube and a young person who was once famous on YouTube, then simply vanished. So, I will now set the scene for the story. First, it is beyond obvious that in the present day, it would take some extremely serious effort if a major Hollywood star wanted to completely disappear. Because one way or another, a determined reporter or a curious fan would eventually track down him or her. However, if a person who is a star on YouTube wants to totally vanish, all they need to do is stop using their channel or delete it altogether. Because typically, all they're doing is uploading videos from their house or apartment, and with some rare exceptions, very few people know where they live or even what their real name is. There are several YouTube celebrities who did just that, disappearing into thin air and basically leaving their millions of fans to just wonder. But unfortunately, that often often leads to the spreading of wild rumors all over social media that usually are untrue. However, on the other hand, there are other times when, who knows? Now, on this episode, I'm going to tell you about a weird, unsolved mystery revolving around a former YouTube celebrity. But I am going to lead into that by telling you about an entirely different former YouTube star who vanished from the internet and then had all sorts of wild rumors in regard to the disappearance until the truth, the real truth, eventually came out. So, here we go. In the year 2009, a young woman calling herself Miss Hannah Minks quickly became a YouTube celebrity by posting short videos of herself in which she would say and translate a Japanese word or phrase and then explain what it meant in English. In less than a year, she had over 8 million subscribers, with thousands more added every single week. One of her videos had over 10 million views. Now, let's talk about this YouTuber, Miss Hannah Minks. She filmed her videos wearing costumes and makeup that she intended to resemble a stereotype sexy anime character with a teen schoolgirl voice. So, basically, she was almost like a cartoon transformed into real life. For example, in 2009, when she posted her first video, she was 20 years old, 5'4", very pretty face, approximately 120 pounds, with body measurements of 37, 23, 35, all squeezed into a tight-fitting, low-cut blouse with a miniskirt or tiny shorts. She would also wear cat ears, or sometimes devil horns, and play the role of her evil nemesis, Miss Anna Jinx. Nevertheless, she gave 100% accurate translations and definitions of Japanese words, and posted her videos approximately once per week. She reportedly claimed to be half Japanese, notwithstanding that she did not appear to have any typical Asian features. However, the fame of Miss Hannah Minks was pretty much only on YouTube. But there were a few times here and there when it seemed like she might have a shot at crossing over into mainstream pop culture, such as when she did a few small roles on cable TV shows and a cameo performance So, the fame and stardom of Miss Anna Minx was destined to remain entirely on YouTube, where she continued to teach a Japanese word of the week to her many loyal fans. She also would occasionally upload videos of her vacations and her appearances at various conventions or other travels of one kind or another. But after posting a video on August 9th, 2013, weeks went by. Then more weeks went by, and there was nothing new posted on her channel. Absolutely nothing. And then, a few months later, her YouTube channel simply vanished. There was no goodbye, and no explanation was ever given. Then, very quickly, rumors began to swirl and spread, and basically all sorts of random people were saying all kinds of things regarding what had happened to Miss Anna Minx. None of it was pretty. There was a rumor that she had a crazy, obsessed fan who had tracked her down and had attempted a break-in. There was a rumor that she had been kidnapped by a stalker. There was even a rumor that she had died and that a sibling had gotten YouTube to take down the channel. Well, time went by, and a few months later, the story behind the story eventually dribbled out, and the true story, well, it was kind of boring. Basically, this young woman who had played the role of Miss Anna Minx for nearly 5 years, she had a real life and a real name, which was not Miss Anna Minx. And in that real life, she was getting married and she wanted to start a family. And she was concerned that there was just too much of a chance that if she continued to be Miss Anna Minx, it might interfere with her brand new life that she wanted to have. And for that reason, and only that reason, she had decided to simply get a fresh start and just put aside the character and costume of Miss Anna Minx, except maybe occasionally for the private enjoyment of herself and her husband. So, now that I've given you the example of a solved mystery regarding the disappearance of a YouTube celebrity, I will now begin our main story, which is the creepy, unsolved mystery of a completely vanished YouTube star. Specifically, the mystery of Kate Yup. Now, very probably, most of you are wondering, who and what is she talking about? Well, Just listen, and you will find out. This story begins in March 2018 with the creation of a channel on YouTube called Gate Yup. The channel featured videos of a slender young woman who was either in her late teens or early 20s. She appeared to be American, either white or possibly light-skinned Asian. Her name might be Kate Yup, or possibly that could be a completely made-up name. In each of these videos, she is seen eating a different type of seafood. Large quantities of seafood at a very fast pace. These type of videos are known by the slang Korean phrase mukbang. Sometimes the food in the Gate Yup videos was very exotic, such as octopus. But the thing that some viewers began to notice is that there are some very unusual things which happen sort of behind the scenes on these videos, and which have sprouted numerous rumors and conspiracy theories, and they easily get stuck in your head once you learn about them, because they just might be true. Now, first things first, probably the most unique aspect of these videos, before you hear anything else about them, is that they usually focus on the area of her face that is located between the top of her mouth and down to her neck. So, in other words, generally, you can only see the lower half of her face. In addition, her nose and eyes are usually covered with a mask or in some other way, purportedly to disguise a physical deformity. But these coverings also completely hide her identity. The young woman almost never speaks. However, when she does, it is only a few words spoken very quietly in English or French. But typically, the only sound is the noise of chewing or swallowing. However, there are some videos in which a male voice can be heard saying such things as swallow it, hurry up, and just eat. There are also some videos where the table will just start shaking. The strangeness of this channel quickly attracted viewers, a lot of viewers, and very soon there were over 1 million subscribers. There were about 30 or 40 videos on the channel, and in several of them, it is very obvious that this woman has bruises on her arms. There is another video in which she appears to have a toothbrush taped to her back for some reason. It is entirely unexplained and, for that matter, unmentioned. The final video, which was released on November 10th, 2019, was titled, quote, "I lose my tooth during this meal," unquote. But actually, in the video, you see her break two teeth. The first one while eating scallops, and the second while biting into a crab leg. She holds out the teeth so you can see them, then sets them down on the table next to her plate. This particular video, by itself, was viewed over 15 million times. Now, needless to say, the abrupt ending of the channel without any new videos, and especially without a farewell video, has led to a number of rumors and conspiracy theories. For example, there is a widespread belief that she was kidnapped and was being forced to eat large amounts of food on camera for the amusement of her abductors. Some viewers have noted that in every video, she is always eating as if she hadn't eaten in a very long time, which could mean that she is being starved for days prior to each video meal. There was another video on the channel which included a written message that said, quote, "The meat is so delicious, soft and tender," unquote. It was noted that three specific letters, S-O-S, were capitalized within that sentence, which seemingly confirmed the belief that she had been abducted, starved, beaten, and then forced to eat. There were four written messages in a different video in which the letters H-E-L-B were capitalized. This clearly does not seem to be coincidental, and for that reason, it gained widespread attention from viewers. In another video, the young woman began tapping on a glass from which she was eating. Several viewers quickly noticed that the tapping appeared to include Morse code for SOS. However, other viewers responded that it was highly unlikely that was really Morse code, or that she even knew Morse code. So, if some of the tapping was the same as Morse code, it probably was just a very weird, random coincidence. Some people have attempted to connect this young woman with this or that missing person. But unfortunately, when people have deeply investigated the time frame, it never matches up. No additional videos have been uploaded on the channel since November 10th, 2019. So, as a result, there has been a great deal of speculation that she might have been killed by her abductors. But there is no way to know for certain either way, especially since her true identity is unknown and apparently unknowable. However, for the identical reason, perhaps we should instead believe that this young woman is still alive and is living her best life somewhere out there. And perhaps, just like me, she simply was not able to squeeze new episodes into her everyday life, just for now. And listeners, on that note, I have now come to the end of the mysterious story of Kate Yupp. I hope you liked my whispered telling of it, especially since I have absolutely no idea as to when you will hear from me again. So, I really don't know what else to say. But, listeners, if you have any comments or questions or reactions in regard to the featured story, you can send me an email at whisperedtruestories@gmail.com. Just be sure to type that as if it were all one word. However, if you would like to share your thoughts with other listeners, then go on to Twitter and send a tweet. The Twitter handle for this podcast is @WhisperedTrue, but type that as if it were all one word. /whisperedtruestories. But again, you will need to type that address as if it were all one word. Then simply contribute the sum of $3 and I will email you the complete audio of the 2 bonus episodes, plus with all other audio items that were previously on Patreon, as soon as I see your message. Now, one more thing. When you go to the PayPal link, it has a space where you can write a message. So, be sure to include your email address if it is different from the address that you use for PayPal. In fact, it might be a good idea to include your email address anyway, just to be safe. And long story short, just go to paypal.me/whisperedtruestories and contribute $3. Be sure to include your email address, and I will send you the 2 bonus episodes that I mentioned, together with all of the other audio items that were previously on the Patreon page. I will email them to you as soon as I see your message. It's that simple. And all for only $3, which honestly is hardly anything, but it would mean a lot to me. And that is all I'm going to say about all of that. Now, moving on, I do have one more thing that I need to mention. I want you to know that you can always reach me by email at whisperedtruestories@gmail.com. I can also be contacted by tweet. My handle is whisperedtrue. And either tweet at me directly or by DM, which you can do if you click to follow me. I will always be happy to hear from you with anything you want to say. And by the way, criticism is totally okay, but please, nothing salty or creepy or mean. Just be nice. And with all of that having been said, we are now at the end of the episode. So, until the next time that you hear from me, my name is Kit, and I am simply going to say, I love you, all of you.